News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We go from Rock Red for Healthy Hearts and heart health information from Evangelical Community Hospital and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's Be Kind campaign that would make you happier, and that's good for your heart, to some folks who know how to stay healthy, prevent heart disease, know the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, and to recognize that your diet, fitness, and nutrition all tied together, and they're experts in that area. Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiatives Manager and a registered dietitian at Wise Markets. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Time for your monthly visit, although we have you relegated down to just 10 minutes, so it's all I can
do. I know.
It's all I can do to keep it less than 22, but we'll do so. And Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator from Wise Markets. She's much more than 1/8 of the full team there.
Good morning.
Welcome aboard.
We were just talking about all eight of our dietitians.
Yeah. Well, I had asked about Aaron, who used to be our sort of go-to person, the second chair during these wonderful interviews. And
when Beth was out on maternity leave,
right. It feels like an eternity ago. We'll have to have her come back for like a throwback kind of segment or something.
It's an eternity maternity period we've been waiting.
But Aaron's still very much local and in our Seals Grove store, our Lewisburg store in Danville.
Yeah.
And who's the youngest on the team? I met her one time. Her name escapes me right now.
Well, honestly, there's probably a new youngest.
Yeah. Oh, so we opened a brand new store in Perkasie, PA, which is like a suburb of Philly, outside like Quakertown. So she's relatively new to the field as a dietitian. Amanda,
I'm not sure.
Oh, Lindy in Allentown may actually
be the youngest. I don't know.
Well, suffice to say, Wise Market has a real interest in making sure that the dietitians are out there.
Yeah, we're totally off the rails.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry. And you're doing the podcast. What's the latest podcast?
Well, the episode that came out last Tuesday was all about plant-based milks. It's called Milking Almonds. So you can find that on...
Milking Almonds.
You can find that within the Apple Podcast app and or the Google Play app. And, of course, you can always find it on Sunbury Broadcasting, and it's on the Wise Markets webpage. We have it in a couple different spots. So if you haven't listened, definitely listen, subscribe, let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback so you can review and kind of comment within the podcast. And we also have a Facebook group that Catherine moderates that's also kind of tied back to the podcast as well.
Yep. And our next podcast that'll come out this coming Tuesday is all about easy ways to love your heart. Heart Month.
So relevant.
Well, and that's super relevant information now. It is American Heart Month, so what do we want to say about Heart Month from the dietitian's perspective?
Right. Well, first, we want to talk about this study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association just back in December. And they found some quite shocking statistics, and it's almost half of Americans aren't familiar with the symptoms of a heart attack. And why this is so important is because if you delay treatment, it really can result in more damage to the heart in the long term. So 47% of people didn't recognize some of the symptoms of a heart attack, and 6% were not familiar with any. So we want 100% of you to be able to identify them. So five major symptoms of a heart attack are one, chest pain or discomfort, shortness of breath, pain or discomfort in your arms or shoulders, feeling weak, lightheaded, or faint, and then finally jaw, neck, or back pain. So it's really important that if you recognize those symptoms, act quickly, get to the local emergency center or call 911.
All right, so let's start at the beginning.
Chest pain or discomfort.
So what are we talking about? People that are having a big heart attack talk about like it's an elephant sitting on your chest.
Right, and I can't really speak to like the very specifics of it, but, you know, if you are just feeling those symptoms, you know, one or more, you know, it's always best to get checked out.
All right, so that's the chest pains. Shortness of breath,
obvious. Right, like almost like you can't catch your breath. Like you can't, you know, you just feel like you literally can't catch your breath.
Okay, and then pain in the arm, what did describe
pain
that?
Or discomfort in your arms or shoulders. Again, like all these things might feel different for people. I can't really, you know, again, talk to the specifics, but just kind of look at them as a whole, see how you're feeling. and go from there.
Weakness, general weakness.
Yep, lightheaded or faint, and then pain in your jaw, neck, or back would
pain
be the
in your
fifth
jaw,
one.
Neck, or back. Yeah. Okay. So these, and the strange thing would be, I guess, unexplained pains. You know, if you work
right,
super vigorously
in
the yard, expect to have a sore
right.
arm the next day.
Yes, that's
but
very good
But if you didn't do
point.
Anything remarkable the day before,
right.
and suddenly your arm seems extremely sore,
right. exactly.
then that might be something to watch out for. All right, my goal is to prevent.
That's
prevent,
right.
prevent, prevent.
That's right. And, you know, I think the stat is about 80% of cases of heart disease, stroke, you know, cardiovascular disease as a whole can be prevented by lifestyle changes and good habits. So obviously there's some that are not preventable. So, you know, your gender, your age, your family history, those types of things you can't impact, you know, but you can greatly impact your eating habits, you know, and your, you know, smoking or not smoking, your physical activity level, your sleep, stress, all those things. So, of course, we're going to talk about some different ways to eat for a healthy heart. And it really comes down to three different nutrients when you start to kind of look at the research and what can be very impactful. One would be omega-3s. So those are the heart-healthy unsaturated fats that you think about in different types of fish, specifically salmon, tuna, halibut, walnuts are a plant-based source of that omega-3, and also ground flaxseed. What's kind of interesting, though, is that the majority of Americans do not eat enough seafood. So omega-3s are largely found in different mm-hmm. types of fish, as I just noted. So, you know, if you're not eating regularly 2 servings of fish a week, you definitely want to try to incorporate that into your diet.
Well, and even those who do eat fish don't always eat salmon.
Correct. You know, so there's a small amount of omega-3s in some other types of fish, but I mean, really, you're getting the most bang for your buck when you kind of would choose some of those varieties I mentioned. Soluble fiber would be another one. So fiber in general, again, most Americans don't get enough. You know, so women are aiming for around 25 grams at a minimum per day, and then men around like 38 grams per day. So if you're eating a lot of whole grains, beans, nuts, fruits, vegetables, you can pretty easily accomplish that goal. But if you're not including those healthful foods, then you probably will fall short. So soluble fiber itself, it's a little bit unique in that it can actually reduce the bad cholesterol. And I love, you know, back in the day, it was like Quaker had this kind of messaging out that if you think of soluble fiber from oats, that it's kind of like a little scrub brush, that it helps to actually clear your arteries of that bad fat, get it out so it doesn't prevent or so it doesn't cause, you know, a blockage and then, of course, you know, heart attack or stroke. So soluble fiber would be found in beans, oats, Brussels sprouts, oranges, flax seeds. So that can be very impactful, again, for your overall cholesterol level.
And you're going to put this list on this good Facebook group?
We can, absolutely.
Yeah, please do.
I'll post that this morning when we get back to the office.
And then potassium, honestly, just like soluble fiber and like omega-3s, you know, most folks are not getting enough fruits and vegetables in a day. You know, potassium is largely found in fruits and vegetables. So trying to get a variety of those different types of foods within your diet, so that can actually help to lower your blood pressure. So in addition to potatoes, broccoli, cantaloupe, you know, oranges, tomatoes would be a couple of other high potassium fruits and vegetables. It's also in dairy products, so yogurt would be a good choice, lentils, salmon, and pistachios. So definitely trying to get more potassium in your mm-hmm. diet is another one of those. So those three nutrients, again, were the omega-3s, soluble fiber, and potassium.
Yeah. And this is not like, you know, sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, like that's all the, I don't eat any of those things. Mm-hmm. Like, how am I going to even start? Like, start with one spot. So let's mm-hmm. say walnuts. Like, they're a great source of omega-3s. Well, I eat a yogurt parfait pretty much every day. Yogurt, fruit, granola. Mm-hmm. Why don't I put a quarter cup of walnuts on there? Mm-hmm. Or like if you have oatmeal, put some walnuts on there. You know, I think people get a little nervous about like, I don't think I can do this. Like it's too hard. But just start with one little change this week. Try one little change next week and it'll add up over time.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have you don't have to have salmon, walnuts, fruits, vegetables,
right. Salmon
oranges,
with lentils on the side and broccoli.
All
you
day.
Know? Exactly.
Right, exactly. Small steps, you know, towards a healthier heart are very
everything
significant.
Counts. Exactly.
Well, this is the same shtick you bring every week.
It is, Mark. It's not changing.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. You guys need a new shtick. But, well, and the other thing you often talk about, it hasn't come up yet, is this idea of taking a walk or a little bit of activity.
Absolutely. Moving more is a great way to keep your heart healthy. And to be honest, I think that exercise has so many more physical benefits and mental and emotional than anybody even mm-hmm. realizes. Like, the list is incredible. Mm-hmm. So, if you're not moving at all, just start with a little bit. Try to work up to about 150 minutes a week. So that's 30 minutes on, you know, most days of the week. And just find something that you're going to stick with. Start with walking. Walking's really easy. I know it's cold outside, but maybe head to the mall. Like a lot of people walk around the mall to get their steps in. And maybe, you know, your first step, if you don't exercise at all, find comfortable clothes, get a pair of shoes, like start with that. So then when you are ready to exercise, you'll know you'll have something comfortable to wear.
And I have to say, you know, just to give credit to a couple of the folks within our office. So, you know, we all have the kind of the corporate setting. We're not getting a lot of exercise at our desks, but there are a handful of associates that regularly get out and they walk along the river. They walk, you know, from our office, just kind of around that area. Some of them, I think, even, you know, kind of walk around the building when they have breaks. So if you really just like put some thought into it, you can get those steps in. So even if it is like you have a 15-minute break, maybe instead of just sitting at your desk on your phone, walk around your own building and get a little bit of that
and
movement.
And it's not like you have to work up a sweat.
Right.
Like just get some
moving.
Steps in. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Rob Center, a fabulous producer, 15,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
So he gets a break. He goes out the door, down to the end of the driveway.
In. Exactly.
Yep.
I've
and you know,
doing that actually.
Yeah. And anyone can say, I don't have time. But if you really scrutinize your day, and there are wasted moments in your day that you could capitalize on and move your body, and you know, you will really
and
see
to be
a payoff.
Honest, even after a 5-minute walk, you're going to feel more energized for the next few hours.
All right. Well, this is sound advice. Where can I get more information and more details about all of this kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, so we'll definitely post some different resources and information within our Facebook group, the Healthy Bites magazine, the January, February edition that's in stores right now. You can kind of identify a couple different heart-healthy solutions for your shopping cart within that magazine as well. You can always email the Wise Dietitians. And I do want to say, too, Wise Markets, you know, we have a Life is Why We Give campaign going on right now in support of the American Heart Association and an associate that we lost last December. So you can donate at the register and, you know, just support that very, very important and meaningful cause.
Yeah. Sure. And support Wise Markets, supports all these local associates and a local company and local shareholders and everybody else that's working to make Wise Markets boom. An additional comment, anything critical
we didn't
get to?
Yeah, if you're looking for the Facebook group, just search for Wise Healthy Bites and click join, and we will accept you into that group, and you'll have all that great content.
Catherine Long, a healthy living coordinator at Wise Markets, an additional remark?
Yep, sorry, you caught me there. I was actually just going to say, too, so we're recording our podcast tomorrow. It will be up and available next Tuesday. So, again, we'll really dive into more of this heart health conversation then as well. So tune in and check that out next Tuesday or after if you are interested.
Yeah, if you haven't heard the podcast, it's just great, concentrated, wonderful, conversational, followable for even me information. So I just think it's great. You have me convinced that I'm going to have to make us get a little bit more active. So
you can do it.
It's definitely having an impact. Elizabeth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets.